This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a busy show today. We got a lot to talk about. First of all, Ebola is back. I don't think it ever left. I couldn't stand it when world health officials and medical experts said, all right, you know, the Ebola epidemic is over, because I told you this is a sucker that has been smoldering for decades. And so, unfortunately, it looks like we have a small cluster going on that could turn into an epidemic. We're going to talk to you about that. We're also going to be talking about marijuana. Allergies are on the rise. A couple of years ago, we discussed a study where the marijuana plant, okay, was causing allergies similar to other plants and weeds, runny nose, itchy eyes, etc. Apparently, we are being told that close to 36 million Americans are suffering from allergies related to marijuana. And what many don't realize is marijuana can cause anaphylactic reactions such that you can't breathe. We're going to be talking about that and why, for those of you that smoke or are in a home with somebody who smokes, you may want to get an EpiPen. Cholera looks like has struck Yemen, and we are looking at a possible epidemic there, as 115 people have been killed in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. We're going to be talking about that and why that's obviously another one of these diseases that just keeps coming back almost every year. Every 2 years you hear of an epidemic and why that happens. I want to talk about this ransomware WannaCry. Apparently, multiple countries, I mean, I believe we're looking at what? They're now saying about 150 countries with this cyber attack that affected medical clinics, hospitals throughout Europe, and it appears to have also seized on records in America. We're going to be talking about the latest on that. And we're going to have Dr. Randy Yee, founder of Advanced Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, with us to talk to us about the latest study in arthroscopic surgery and how one study found it to not be helpful, which I think is ridiculous. But also Dr. Randy Yee is going to talk to us about a bunch of new stuff in orthopedic surgery. Pretty exciting. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's talk about Ebola. All right. Ebola, as we know, killed thousands, over 11,000 people during its epidemic that spanned from December 2013 to 2016. It infected over 28,000 people. They had originally in January 2016 said the epidemic was over, but there were still cases that spanned well into the spring, summer. But in terms of it being a global emergency, we were able to relax a little bit and not cry for travel bans, etc. Well, now we're being told that 3 people have died and 19 people have been suspected to be infected with Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now, the World Health Organization has confirmed the outbreak of Ebola after receiving reports of a cluster of cases. From what we understand, April 22nd, there was a 39-year-old symptomatic male. Now, some sources are saying he's 45 years old, but some sources are saying he's 39. So it shows that we still are in a little bit of disarray and chaos when it comes to, you know, what's going on in terms of, you know, the villages in West Africa. So from what we understand with our latest report, 39-year-old symptomatic male had to travel a great distance to reach a medical facility in I believe, in Congo, of course, he was vomiting blood, he had nosebleeds, etc. I believe his brother helped him, somebody helped transport him, and unfortunately, by the time he was deceased, he had exposed multiple people. I believe even his brother. According to the CDC, six others had fallen ill in the same village and were taken care of by individuals who most likely did not have protective gear to wear. Now, remember, the DRC, or the Democratic Republic of Congo, hasn't really seen cases since 2014, right? Most of the cases that happened with the bad epidemic occurred in Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. And, of course, this epidemic took us by surprise. This was a classic example of us being caught with our pants down. We didn't have a vaccine. Medications were experimental, such as ZMAP. And by the time we had our first case in Dallas, Texas, we were completely out of ZMAP, which makes no sense because that was our first case in the United States. Hospitals were not stocked with protective clothing. People were not trained. And it was just something that, unfortunately, by the time an epidemic does get identified, you have multiple cases involved. So that's why they're trying to be really, really diligent when it comes to Ebola. We were trying to institute travel bans. We were trying to check temperatures. Checking temperatures at the airport was something we could do, but what if somebody really wants to travel to the United States and decides to take a crap load of Tylenol or acetaminophen or ibuprofen? Now, Ebola, though, however, had emerged way before this. Okay, there were little outbreaks already. About 315 people were affected in Congo in 1995. In Uganda, in the year 2000, there was an epidemic that hit 425 people. In 2007, in Congo, there was an epidemic that hit about 264 people, according to the CDC. And if you look at the CDC site, there were multiple little sporadic cases of 50 here, 23 there, etc. And, Ebola, by the way, was named after, the Ebola River. And, with the, apparently in 1976 was when it was first recognized in Zaire. There were two outbreaks that occurred that same year, affecting 318 people and 284 respectively. So, Ebola seems to surface every few years, and I would say it smolders all the time. We're still working on a vaccine. Don't worry, you can't get Ebola from mosquitoes. We are coming into mosquito season, so no chance of getting Ebola from mosquitoes, but it can live in bats, can live in monkeys, can live in apes. They even say people that own, pets, dogs and cats, you should be okay, but pigs could possibly transmit it. And the reason why Ebola doesn't go away is it, camps out in the system. Remember Dr. Ian Crozier? He was the one that successfully survived Ebola, but then it came back in his eye. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Dr. Randy Yee joins us from Advanced Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. All right. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. And, all right, the next guest, oh, he's one of my favorite. And I thought of him when, remember this report came out last week? It was a study published in the BMJ, the British Medical Journal, discussing how arthroscopic surgery of the knee that may, you know, not be as effective, and it may not help people with arthritis pain, which I think is a bunch of baloney because it's helped thousands of my patients throughout the year. So we have with us Dr. Randy Yee, founder of Advanced Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, joining us. Hey, Dr. Yee, how's it going?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Good morning, and hope everyone had a great Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, I know. Well, I didn't because I had to spend it with my mother. You know my mom. Dr. Yee takes care of my mom. Lord have mercy. We got to do something about that holiday. So, Dr. Yee, can I first ask you, what's going on with this study that came out last week?
Well, there's been other studies in the past that have come out to say, and the one that came out that was most notable was in the late 90s, early 2000s. It was saying that it was, quote, a sham surgery. So the discussion is that they're saying doing the arthroscopy on patients with osteoarthritis is not very effective. And that's what they're showing time and time again with some of these articles. However, there's also counters, like everything else in medicine. Mm-hmm. There's many articles out there saying they show benefits, and depending on what's going on with the patient, if you're selective when performing these surgeries, yes, there's some benefits. I agree 100%.
You know, if somebody has a meniscal tear, if they have a loose body, I mean, I think it's one of the best, least invasive tests out there. Do you mind walking my, just very briefly walking my listener through what happens during arthroscopic surgery of the knee?
Yes, it's a very simple procedure. We've even termed it minimally invasive because there's not much involved with the surgery. So what happens is the patients come into a surgery center or a hospital to an outpatient surgery. So they come in that day, they go home that day, and typically in these patients of this age population that have these procedures done, the surgery takes 5, maybe 15 minutes tops to go in there, clean up the meniscus tear, remove the loose body, and take care of some of the loose debris and wash out some of the inflammatory tissues. So it's 2 small incisions, less than a centimeter long, next to the patella tendon. So you go in there with both a camera and some instruments and tools to work with shavers, biters, and things, and these procedures are performed. And it is truly minimally invasive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I remember, I believe you operated on my mom on both her knees. She was ready that night to go to the casino. I mean, it's amazing how, you know, also in addition to being minimally invasive, your follow-up or your post-op recovery time is pretty short.
Yeah, that's the best part about this procedure. And what happens is, and I tell this is my standard speech to my patients, you know, if they come in with the pain level of 10, which is the highest they could possibly have, a knee arthroscopy will bring them down to a 5. It's not going to cure them or remove all their pain, but if you come in, and I've had patients come in begging, literally begging for surgery that day, and I'm like, well, we got to get you worked up and make sure you're clear and all these things, and they're like, no, I need surgery right now. Like, I can't walk. And then the benefits of it, we get things going quickly, we get them cleared, make sure they're stable for surgery, perform the surgery, and those patients are so happy after that. They go from a level 10 to a level 5, and that's what I tell them. Even with the knee replacement, it doesn't always take it to a level 0 like a lot of people anticipate for a major surgery. It may take you to a level 2 of pain. So you're still going to feel some pain intermittently from knee replacements also. So that's a major surgery, and that's a different discussion that you get into about, you know, risk benefits of that one. But the risk benefits of the knee arthroscopy, it's not only a therapeutic tool, which means you can take care of problems or correct, you know, pathology. It's also a diagnostic modality. It's the gold standard for looking at cartilage. So
right.
A lot of these people, like, unfortunately, they get scheduled for total knee replacements, and they don't need it. They need either a partial or even a smaller surgery, and they may go ahead and have the bigger procedure done because they've scheduled it, and it's already on the schedule of the books, and they get this bigger procedure done that they could have done something as simple as a knee scope and had a significant reduction in the pain.
Mm-hmm. For those of you joining us, we're talking to Dr. Randy Yee, founder of Advanced Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Las Vegas, Nevada. You bring up a good point. You know, there's a lot of things we could do with the knee prior to going to total knee replacement. And I believe we're going to be seeing a lot more total knee replacements as we're starting to outlive our joints. You know, life expectancy now is going on to our 80s. Can you talk about some of the things that we do prior to surgery, like the injections, whether it's a corticosteroid injection or the Synvisc?
Well, the bigger things that we're looking at, you know, in conservative care with patients are we start modifying their lifestyle. That's the number one thing they'll do. Maybe take out some activities that are irritating the knee. Some of the things are weight loss would help patients too. We'll have them maybe sometimes go on a diet. That's going to help with the knee pain. That's been proven in many evidence-based studies. And also we maybe tell them to use a cane. Sometimes we'll even go as far as to say a walker. There's different braces that can help with the procedures before doing anything invasive. Physical therapy has shown benefits. I'm not against acupuncture to get some relief of the pain. And then you're getting to the injections, which start with simple things like cortisone injections. And there's also many other modalities now they have, which are the PRP, or the hot topic now is the amnio injections, which is another whole discussion. But And there's also the Symbisc, which is, you know, approved by Medicare, so it's good for patients to get that one, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you talk about the Symbisc? Some of my listeners have had it. They love it. Unfortunately, it doesn't last that long, but can you talk about that?
Yeah, Symbisc is another one, and it's the patient selection is very important, just like it is for the knee arthroscopy. Not every patient is going to benefit from a knee arthroscopy, just as not every patient is going to benefit from Symbisc injections. And it's basically an injection once a week for 3 weeks. And you come in the office, you get your injection, you go home that day. The other option is do what's called Symbisc 1. You come in and get one injection that day, and that's it. So it's just a simple injection. Obviously, it's going to cause a little bit of pain, and it's minimally invasive again. But the benefits are there, too, with selective patients.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. You know, my knees, I used to run, I used to ski, and, you know, I know I shouldn't blame a lot of my knee problems to, the reason why I haven't seen you personally for my knee problems is because I want to shave my legs. It's not summer yet, but once I get to that point, I'm going to come in and see you. But anyway, you know, I know when I hurt my knees, when I would run and when I would ski and do a lot of uphill type workouts. You know, what advice would you give to a young athlete? We know exercise helps the knees, but is there anything athletes are doing that's unfortunately accelerating this osteoarthritis?
Well, unfortunately, America wants to go faster, and that's what's happening with even not only motor vehicles, also with sports, and everyone wants to be stronger, and that's also another downfall to the future of these young athletes. The problem is, you know, your cartilage can only support so much weight, and the repetitive motion that we're getting from these, you know, long-distance runners, these what are called Ragnalls, these ultra-marathons these kids are doing, these young people are doing, that's only going to lead to traumatic arthritis or post-traumatic arthritis in the future. So, you know, it's been proven that short sprints are better, you know, 5Ks are better, more beneficial for cartilage. You know, try and stay with those things, try and stay from heavy weights. And obviously, the more extreme sports are going to set you up for things like, you know, knee dislocations and or shoulder dislocations. So trying to stay away from activities like that is going to help benefit you in the long term.
Mm-hmm. Michael is asking, what is your favorite sort of shoe or footwear for workouts?
You know, that just varies on person's foot. I mean, that's another open discussion that can go on for an hour, to be honest
with
you.
Right, right, yeah.
Footwear is individual, you know, whether you pronate or supinate when you walk or run, and that takes it to a different level, too. And do you have what's called pes planus, or some people call it flat foot? That's going to change your footwear, and that may change even what store you go to shop, because one store, we work more on inversion, we work more on rotation, you know, whatever the case may be. So,
yeah,
and then running
sports,
on a treadmill is going to show. Yeah, it all depends on what you're doing, what activity. So that's individually just like a fingerprint. You need to be more specific of what sports you're doing, how their foot is, and whether they pronate or supinate when they run. Those are things that are important to get the exact foot wear.
Absolutely. Dr. Yee, tell us about some of the exciting things that you're working on in your offices.
Well, my partners and some of them are working on, that's why I send them to them. They're doing the amnio stuff, which has been showing benefits. And that's been showing benefits for years on patients and other treatments such as ophthalmology. They've been using it to decrease scar tissue. And now they're doing it in the knees and the shoulders, and they're giving injections in tendons. It's basically amnio fluid, which they're injecting in the patients, and patients are getting a significant relief from that. Obviously, it's a little bit invasive because it's an injection. And then the PRP, which is protein-rich plasma, so they're doing that, too, where you take your own blood and you spin it, too. And our office tries to stay current with everything. So
very cool.
I may not do that, but at least my partners are doing it.
Dr. Yee, are you? Can you stay on for another segment and we talk shoulders, or do you have to run to the OR?
I'm going to head out. I can come back on again. No,
let's do that.
To catch a flight.
All right.
Thank you,
Dr. Yee. Glad to have you on. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Europol has confirmed that more than 150 countries have been affected by this massive cyber attack. Europol confirmed Sunday that computer networks in more than 150 countries and more than 200,000 people have been affected by one of the biggest cybersecurity attacks in recent history, according to Jan Op, General Orth said. This is the biggest ransomware attack ever. They say the number of affected individuals are likely to go up. Many workers left their computer turned on last Friday and will probably find out that they were also affected on the malware early this week. They say the investigation is ongoing. Europol thinks the malware began to spread Friday from Britain's National Health Service, and then it affected other networks, including countries, including Germany, Spain, China, Russia, and India. There have been rumors that some American networks have been affected as well, but we haven't gotten any confirmed reports. They say it's remained clear what the motivation was. They say usually ransomware attacks are designed to be revenue sources, but in this case, the ransom was quite low. According to Europol, only few companies or individuals have so far opted to pay ransom of $300 or more, following law enforcement recommendations. Wow, so law enforcement even told them, pay the ransom. Organizations around the world face potentially substantial costs after hackers threatened to keep their computers disabled unless victims paid a ransom to receive a decryption key. The malware hit Britain's National Health Service, which is already pretty vulnerable, and it hit it pretty hard, causing widespread disruptions, interrupting medical procedures across hospitals in England and Scotland. The government said that 48 of the NHS's 248 organizations were affected, but by Saturday evening, all but six were back to normal. They said, did the British government pay any ransom in this situation? And thus far, we found out that they had not. From what we understand, Britain's Home Secretary Amber Rudd also advised against others paying ransom. They say in Germany, people posted pictures on social media of scheduling screens at train stations displaying the ransomware message. The Germany's National Railway Service tweeted that its train service had not been compromised and is working full speed, and they are working full speed to solve the problem. Can you imagine even trains, you know, not only medical systems, but train systems? I mean, anything that is enslaved to a computer system could be at risk for this. They said Telefonica, the Spanish telecom giant, was affected. French car maker Renault, a local authority in Sweden, computers were affected. And they say the attack was notable because what it did was it took advantage of a security flaw in Microsoft software found by the NSA for its surveillance toolkit. They say files detailing the capability were leaked online last month. Though after Microsoft, alerted by the NSA to the vulnerability, had sent updates to computers to patch the hole. Unfortunately, countless systems were left vulnerable. They say either because administrators failed to apply the patch or because they used outdated software. They say companies and other organizations have collectively spent $73 billion on cybersecurity measures in 2016. That's according to a research firm IDC. Yet they say systems around the world can be crippled by human error. If you don't do the routine software updates and employees, click on an attachment, it could contain the malware and boom. You have a virus, somebody has access to your data. So according to Paul Littman, chief executive of cyber security firm Bullguard, this was a completely preventable attack to the extent that organizations have comprehensive patching systems in place. On Friday, Microsoft released additional security updates to Windows and guidelines for consumers and businesses to protect themselves. They say it's possible that the malware didn't spread further because of the work of, get this, there was a 22-year-old young cybersecurity researcher. His Twitter handle is Malware Tech Blog, and he realized the hackers had designed a kill switch, which involved a domain name that enabled them to stop the attack from spreading if the victims paid the ransoms. He bought the domain name of the kill switch, and when the site went live, the attack stopped spreading. Now, true, the bad guys could change their kill switch name, etc., and those unfortunately affected by the attack couldn't reverse, but good job for this 22-year-old. So, healthcare IT experts said it was no surprise that hospitals fell so victims so easily. Health systems have faced hundreds of ransomware attacks in the past couple of years. They say they're an ideal target. Avi Rubin, technical director for Informational Security Institute at Johns Hopkins, said the data they have is incredibly time-sensitive, making them the most susceptible to ransomware. If no one ever paid these ransoms, the hackers would have no reason to launch these attacks. But I'm not the one sitting in a hospital in need of immediate medical attention. This is why I'm saying, and I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, it is stupid to have a hospital system in place where a patient is sitting there that can't get the medical needs that they need because something's going on with the computer system, okay? We have delivered medical care. We have performed surgeries. We have run IVs, right? We have done procedures. We have administered medications without the use of computers for centuries. And you're telling me now that because it's 2017, everything has to stop because the computers are offline? Now, I understand there's a liability, right? If anything goes wrong in the hospital, the lawyers could, you know, sue. I get that. All right? I understand that everybody is now scared to death, okay, to go against the system, go against the checks and balance. You will be fired from a hospital system if you take a medication and not do the proper inputting or the proper scanning that allows the computer to track. Why? Because we've had idiots that have stolen medication, right, you know, for themselves and given patients fake, you know, medications such as saline. So because we have all this stupidity going on in the world and we have so many untrustworthy individuals, hospitals and medical, you know, offices have to have in place these computer systems that allow checks and balances. The problem with that is we are very, very vulnerable. Okay? They say poor hospitals are particularly vulnerable. Wealthy hospitals have effectively built cybersecurity war rooms over the past 2 years, but some smaller hospitals, they don't even have a budget to keep the lights on. So they cannot afford to back up data, which is unfortunately a critical tool in fighting ransomware. Now, I mean, you know, one of the reasons why I was so reluctant to go electronic in my office is something happened with the billing software backup. We had paid a very well-known company for backup, and they didn't. And we lost months of you know, information in our coding, et cetera. Luckily, we were able to input it, hand input everything, because we kept paper. We kept everything on paper. But, you know, I just don't trust computers. And can you imagine patients being seen, medical data, medical you know, procedures being done, labs being done, and that stuff get wiped away or me unable to access it. And so, you know, we kept paper charts, we kept paper billing, we kept everything on paper in case there was an issue. They say cybersecurity researchers were far more surprised that sophisticated telecommunication firms such as Spain's Telefónica were so vulnerable. They say this just goes to show that even the largest, most resource-rich enterprises can be brought low by something as simple as a skipped patch. So the malware was known as WannaCryptor 2.0 or WannaCry. It affected systems for FedEx, major telecommunication firms, Brazil's Social Security Administration, and many others around the world. Several schools issued alerts, all right, to back up important files and not to open suspicious emails. They say, according to Chinese magazine Caijing, some students' graduations, theses, and projects have reportedly been encrypted. Oh, can you imagine writing a 1,000-page paper? And it's, oh my God, okay, maybe not 1,000, but even a 100-page paper, can you imagine? Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, I would be furious. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I understand that many of you spent yesterday with your mother, and I want to apologize for not, you know, offering, you know, grief counseling, you know, counseling and support. You know, hope, you know, Mother's Day went okay. I understand how difficult, you know, celebrating Mother's Day could be. Boy, do I understand how that is. I love my mom. But, you know, all of a sudden there was, you know, issues with the family that we had to start talking about. And, it's a shame it has to be that way, you know, because, you know, your mom is one of the most special persons out there. It just, you know, every time you want to have like a normal, you know, I don't know, day, let's say, with mom, something just has to happen that just drives everybody crazy. And I don't understand what that is. And the worst part about it is I do it to my kids too. Okay? I notice my kids start to get tense, going, Mom, I don't want to talk about that. I go, what are you doing? You know, this is the one time I get to talk to you. Okay? We're finally close. Right? Why? You know, we're finally having some mommy and me time. It's the only time I get to talk to you. What? I can't talk to you about this? And, no, I don't want to talk. You know, and one thing I learned, and I wrote about this for you guys, okay, for, you know, pre-Mother's Day, which you could use maybe for her birthday, okay? Yeah, you got to get your mom a birthday present. I know, you have to. No, don't just run to Target. I did that. I ran to Target because, you know, it's very easy. You just go get a gift card from Target. And my mom, she likes to shop. You know, so it works, okay? It's like, no, I didn't do Neiman Marcus. I did Target. Listen, I'm cheap. But, you know, there's a much cheaper gift that you guys can give moms. And I know a lot of you guys did forget to do something for Mother's Day. I know you're like, okay, wait a second, Mother's Day's over, so we're done with the mother, you know, the celebrating of the mother. No, you're not, okay? You know, moms need love more than once a day. They need love more than just, you know, let's go out to breakfast, or here's a flower, Mom. All right. Yeah, I don't know if you guys realize it, but, you know, we moms, we really run through the mill. We talked about pregnancy. You get fat, you get pimply, you get gas. You know, your uterus, it's filled with, like, a ton of bricks. There's, like, it feels like there's bricks in the uterus. I don't know why I was in so much pain during my pregnancy, but it hurt. Right? Back pain, headache. You know, you were itchy, you had hives. I couldn't poop for most of pregnancy. And you're like, well, you know what? Look, no big deal, because then you'll go through childbirth. Okay? There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Light at the end of the tunnel? Childbirth? There's no light at the end of the tunnel with childbirth. Okay, first, something has to rip through your vagina. And if it doesn't tear through, okay, you know, your doctor will cut an opening in your vagina, called an episiotomy. And then you get, you know, stitches there. So, you know, childbirth with the contractions and everything, it's probably the scariest, most horrifying thing women ever go through, because not only are they fearing for their life and they're in a crap load of pain, but they're fearing for the life of their child. I mean, I don't know how anybody goes through that. And I went through that twice. I think I was done after time. Like, you know what? Man, I would rather sit through a Freddy Krueger movie, okay, you know, with somebody standing behind me with the chainsaw, then go through that. That was just so scary. All right. Then you go enter the mommy years. And the mommy years, you would think, should be the most beautiful. You see all these pictures of mommies with their babies, okay? But no, if you're breastfeeding, man, you are beckoned 1:45, 2:07 in the morning, 3:02, 4:55 in the morning. And so the breastfeeding isn't fun. Then you're holding the infant, okay? And you're trying to do what you see in those pictures, right? Where there's a mommy holding the baby and the baby's smiling. When my big kids would smile up at me with their big blue eyes and they were smiling, they weren't smiling because they were happy and loved their mommy. All of a sudden, spit up would come up, or a burp, or they'd poop in their diaper. So that moment was very short-lived because you had to clean them up. And they were smiling because they were about to get rid of some gas, or they were about to go poopy all over mommy. Then there's the toddler age, and the kids are running around, and, you know, you're starting to become paranoid that they're going to drown, that they're going to electrocute themselves, that they're going to swallow something, and all you keep shrilling is, no, no, no. So all of a sudden, you start becoming a mom who is sleep-deprived, who never has her hair done, makeup done, right? Your boobs are droopy, and you're screaming no, and you start to develop the mommy face. And the mommy face is not something that you want. I tried to develop a mommy face that looked cooler. I couldn't do it. Okay, well, the kids stopped then calling you mommy. By grade school, they're calling you mom, right? So grade school. Now these kids go off to grade school and you start to miss them. You're like, oh, my babies are going somewhere. But they come back going, no, 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 mom, no, you're wrong. My teacher says you're wrong. My teacher says this. So now your little grade school kids are allowing somebody else, some other woman, right, injecting her wisdom into your house, injecting their truths. And it's an emotional blow. By the time middle school, they're hormonal, they're brats. Middle school, not fun. And then high school, this is what blows my mind. High school, these kids are begging, right, to be left alone, to be away from parents. You know, here you are, you know, cloaking them with love and guidance and shelter, but they call it torture and imprisonment. And that's how these kids feel about what you've done all these years, and they want to leave. Okay, then they move out, all right? And instead of, you know, you being mommy or mom, now you're mother. Oh, mother. So they leave. They go off to college. Some of them get married. Some of them get high. Some of them, you know, just sit on the couch. And now you feel alone. You're unloved. By the time they are moving out of the house or at that age where they're 18, you look in the mirror and you have gray hair. You have lines. Again, the breasts are droopy. And you're, you know, not only is your baby gone, but the youth is gone. So, you know, I don't know if you know this, but moms go through hell. So what is the easiest thing to do? I think the best thing you can do for your mom, just call her mommy. Even if it's once, give her a hug, give her a kiss. Go, and I love you, mommy. And all those memories of contractions, childbirth, sleep deprivation, back talking, financial ruin, all of those are going to be erased. And what you're going to do is you're going to bring her back to a time when she's like this benevolent goddess who ruled your world, ruled Cookie Monster's world, Elmo. You were a god when you were a mommy. Call her mommy. Don't go mom, because mom was when you were a whiny middle schooler, right? You know, mom, where's this? Mom, you don't know what you're talking about. Mom. So I don't know. I wouldn't call mom. I wouldn't do that. Maybe go back to mommy. Hi, mommy. You know, mommies love that. Now, don't ever use mother. Mother, see, mother to me, it's very rude, it's very pompous, it's very distant. You know, when you use the term mother, it's like, okay, you acknowledge the fact that she's related to you biologically, but you're going to be just strictly academic about the relationship, like, hi, mother, all right? And, you know, I don't like the term mother, because remember, mother is in mother-in-law, okay? Mother, it's just plain miserable. Like I wrote, you know, you might as well call her Hitler. I mean, mother is just, it's just not, it doesn't flow. Now, some of you guys call your mom by their first name. Sue, Myra, Maria. My mom's first name is Kay. No, because you don't want to address her the same way that her boss addresses her, her parole officer addresses her. You don't want to do that. Remember, you are the only one on this earth, if not, you know, if you have a brother or sister, the one of very few that could ever call that woman mom or mommy. That's a very special bond. Okay, so stick with it. All right? So give mommy a hug, give her a kiss, all right? And you want to know what? Call your mommy. You probably have 5 minutes of her not being shrill, right, or giving you the mommy face. So I would just say go for that. I think it's the nicest thing to do. And, yeah, you can go to Target and give her a gift card. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.